This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. African-American students in Alabama tend not to do as well on standardized tests as white students. That's part of what's known as the achievement gap, one of the most persistent and touchiest issues in education. But a new data-driven series by journalists and Alabama teachers is trying to explore and find solutions to those disparities. Reporter Tricia Palcrane of AL.com talks with WBHM's Dan Carson.
We're looking at it as the percentage of white students who are proficient minus the percentage of black kids who are proficient. There's always been this 20 to 30 percentage point gap between black students and white students. And there are a lot of factors.
Can you name some of them? What are they?
First, you look at poverty, right? I mean, poverty, their parents may not have the resources to give them extra opportunities to have books at home, to transport kids, to after-school activities. But there are also school-based factors. We know that black kids and Hispanic kids are less likely to be identified as gifted. Why is that? It's not raw material. That's just not the case. So is it that there are a lot of white teachers? We know that in Alabama, we have an overrepresentation of white teachers, right? Does that have any impact? Research shows, sure, it does.
You know, a line from one of the pieces in the series struck me. It was, Alabama's black-white gap has been around as long as test data has been broken down and reported. And I saw that some of the research in the series has three Alabama school systems, Vestavia Hills, Homewood, and Tuscaloosa City, as having some of the largest achievement gaps. Any thoughts on why that might be?
In places where there is segregation, high segregation, and, you know, all you have to do is look at Jefferson County and you see, you know, Vestavia and Homewood, you see the segregation. Where segregation is present, there are often large achievement gaps. I mean, they can almost predict where those achievement gaps are going to be. You know, you have to identify the problem before you can address it.
So I understand a lot of teachers got involved. How did that work? How did it happen?
We put out an all call and we said, hey, teachers, we want to hear from you. We want to talk about the achievement gap between white and black students. And we invited teachers to join this private secret Facebook group so that we could have some really candid discussions. So we ended up with about 60 teachers.
Did they offer any possible solutions?
Yes. What we're starting to look at is being very conscious about who you are identifying for gifted opportunities, right? Being very conscious about supporting children, taking them where they are, and being deliberate in who you offer resources to. I mean, when you think about it, there's one teacher in front of 20 kids, sometimes 30 kids, sometimes 35. So a teacher has to figure out, how am I going to divide up my time? Who am I going to help? Who am I going to pay attention to? Right now, it's really, we're still exploring some of these solutions, and a lot of them are teacher-based. A lot of them are, you know, what is the teacher doing? Some of them are going to end up being school-based. What resources are available? Are there wraparound services? You know, we know in community schools where there are wraparound services available to help kids with all of that stuff outside of the school day, that children learn better. You know, we aren't doing that much in Alabama.
The funding picture in Alabama, did that come up?
It did, but early on we made the conscious decision to not just put it all on money, because that can become a very convenient argument, and so can poverty. So we're committed to not just going straight there. We're still dissecting discipline numbers, discipline disparities. We're looking at, where are our black teachers? You know, research has come out that says black kids need black teachers.
You're undertaking this huge series looking at the racial achievement gap in Alabama. Were you worried about the reaction, or maybe even feeding into race-based sort of bell curve type thinking, racial or maybe even regional stereotypes?
Yes, in a word. That's my biggest fear as we continue this. I think that the public, or a large portion of the public, they think they have it figured out. They think they know why there's a racial achievement gap. And it boils down to, oh, it's just the kid, which, you know, research shows it's not the kid. But when people already think they know the answer, it's kind of hard to present to readers that, no, it's actually this plus this plus this plus this plus this. And the commenters, the ones who want to simplify it, I think it's a way of pushing it off to the side and saying, that's not my problem.
That's Tricia Palcrane of AL.com speaking about her series on Alabama's racial achievement Gap with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can read the series through our website, wbhm.org.